The following program has been pre-recorded. Thank you for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Radio Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham, and on this show, we're going to be talking to one of Oregon's 100 best nonprofits and also one of Oregon's 100 best green workplaces. Let's talk about Also. On the show this time, I would like to welcome Brett Turner. Brett is the CEO of Also, which is Advocates for Life Skills and Opportunity. Hey there, Brett. Welcome to Let's Talk Portland.
Thanks, Gary. Happy to be here.
So how about we get started by you telling us what Also is?
Also is a nonprofit organization that supports people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. We are headquartered in Portland, Oregon, and we also provide services in Central Oregon as well as Klamath Falls.
So kind of all over the state.
Correct, yes.
Yeah, what's the history of Also?
Well, Also started back in, actually a little before 1997, as an organization came from Michigan that started up an aspect of their services in Oregon. And in 1997, the organization branched away from that. A Michigan-based organization became its own entity. And we've had a name change over the years. We used to be referred to as Adult Learning Systems of Oregon, which didn't necessarily correlate with the organization's mission. So about 6 years ago, we moved the organization's name, used the same acronym Also to Advocates for Life Skills and Opportunity, and officially made the legal name change just this last year.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations on the name change and making it official. Tell me about the work that Also does.
Well, we refer to ourselves as a bucket list of services: live, learn, and earn. Our history, the organization began as the closure of our state institution called Fairview, where many people that lived in Oregon that had intellectual and developmental disabilities lived prior to the movement to people in their communities. So that began in the 90s, again, that's why Also began from the Michigan-based organization, and then the Oregon nonprofit took over, moving people out of Fairview into community housing, what we then called group homes. Now we call our 24-hour residential services. So anyway, that service is how we started, and then we began to just listen to people and hear what they wanted and what they asked, or how they wanted to live their best life. And our services evolved, as I shared, to what we call now live, learn, and earn. So 24 residential services, supported living, in-home supports to children and their families, children's residential services, as well as employment services. And then we have maybe a bit of a more unique model in which we have a gallery located in downtown Troutdale, which is both a gallery and a studio all together, where you could purchase artwork and also see artwork being created.
Since these changes, it's been a few years, but what kind of changes have you seen over those years? And I'm assuming it's better.
Yeah, I've been doing this work for over 32 years now. As I shared, we just listened to people and hear what, how they wanted to live their best life, and essentially what, kind of the evolution of services, not just in Oregon, but nationally, have moved to listening to what people want. And generally what people want is individualized services. And so, kind of moving away from that idea of supporting people as groups and supporting people as individuals is the direction the organization has been moving for over a decade, and why we have the evolution of all the different kinds of services that we offer.
And it sounds like you've had some pretty major growth over the last year or so. Tell me about that.
We have. As I shared before, we were a Portland, Oregon-based organization, and have just served the Tri-County area in the Portland area for most of our existence. And about 4.5 years ago, we moved into Central Oregon and have an office in Bend. And the need for our services have been far greater than we could have imagined. So we've evolved our entire bucket list of services in Central Oregon. And then just recently, an organization left Oregon, and we were asked to provide some services in Klamath County. And so we took over a fairly significant amount of services in Klamath County recently.
How have things changed during the pandemic for you guys?
Well, for everybody, the pandemic has been incredibly challenging. Our mission is to support people in their communities. And as I'm sure you're aware of, communities look different today than they did, a year and a half.
Oh, yeah.
Nearly almost 2 years ago. And so engaging people in their communities has been challenging, as people have been, for safety reasons, as many of us have stayed home and not being as engaged, has created lots of unique challenges for all of the employees as well as the people supported by the organization.
Yeah, can you describe that a little bit more? I would imagine there's some isolation going on, right? Everybody had to be quarantined to a certain degree.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not sure if this is commonly known, but people with intellectual and developmental disabilities are three times more likely to die of COVID-19 than the average person. And because of that, there's obviously safety measures that have been taken that have to be put in place. And so, being engaged in the community has just been more challenging to make sure that people are as safe as we possibly could help.
Could you also describe some of your clients to us? Like, tell me about the people you work with.
People with intellectual and developmental disabilities can have, that could mean a number of different things, from somebody who experiences cerebral palsy or maybe on the autism spectrum, a number of those different things. So as you can imagine, somebody that sees the world through a different lens, as the pandemic has been hard on all of us, it could even be more challenging for somebody who experiences it through a more challenging lens than you or I might.
I want to hear more about the services that you offer. You call it a bucket of services? Tell me about those.
Yeah, our bucket list of services: Live, Learn, and Earn. And Live is what I call our biggest bucket list, because it's where the majority of the people that we support, as well as a number of our employees, are in that bucket list of services. So it includes a number of different things. We have 24 residential programs, commonly in our industry known as group homes. But as I shared earlier, the idea of the way that we think about supporting people as a group is something of the past. So individualized services in 24 residential settings, where somebody lives at the home, they might have a roommate or two. Some of those homes might be staffed have supports in them for a period of time, or 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In the Portland area, we have more than two dozen of those locations that supports over 60 people. And in Central Oregon, we have four. And in Klamath Falls, we have five. And then the supported living model is also included in that bucket list of services, and that's supporting people in their home. So that could be their family's home, it could be their own home, it could be their own room with a roommate, apartment, or a house, or any number of different living situations. We provide the support to the individual. Could be 2 hours a week, it could be 24 hours a day. It really depends on the specific person's need. And then also in that same, Live bucket list of services would be our in-home supports. And so that's very similar to supported living, and where we provide that support to both children and adults in their family's home.
We're talking today with Brett Turner, CEO of ALSO, which is Advocates for Life Skills and Opportunity. Brett, I want to ask you about your staff. Tell me about how cool and awesome your staff is.
We have incredible staff, and we refer to ourselves, a point of clarity is, we refer to employees of the organization of ALSO as advocates. So advocates is not a specific position. It's just all employees that work for also, including me as a CEO. I'm an advocate of the organization, direct support professionals, managers, all the different positions within the organizations. We have a little over 350 employees throughout the state, and all of our advocates have the incredible passion and great heart for the work that they do, and I feel so incredibly lucky to work with such an incredibly talented group of people.
Yeah, you got to be a pretty awesome person to work for also.
Absolutely.
So, Brett, tell me, why do you do what you do? Why do you stick with your organization?
Well, as I shared, my journey doing this work began about a little over 32 years ago, and I had a trajectory planned to do something different. I thought I was going to be a firefighter, potentially own my own construction company, other small business. And ultimately, it was the people that I worked with and around that captured my heart, and why 32 years later that I'm still doing what I'm doing. I feel so incredibly lucky to work with such a passionate, dedicated, talented group of people. And the people that we work for and with, the people that also supports, it's mission work, and it provides a sense of purpose to show up every day. As you've heard the saying, if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. I've had that for 32 years now, so I feel quite lucky.
That is great. Congratulations on that. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Has also been impacted by the workforce hiring shortage?
Absolutely. If you've been in Portland and driving around behind a bus, you might see our work that says A Heart Work Oregon. We've had some radio spots as well as some television ad campaigns that are essentially trying to address the workforce shortage. Prior to the pandemic, this work was, you know, it's not paid to what you might expect for what the work is asking of people. And that goes for every position across the organization. But in particularly the direct support professionals. And then you add the pandemic, and then, you know, as people are aware, unemployment benefits and then kind of the mass retirement that's happening throughout our nation. And just an overall workforce crisis, we've had a recipe for challenges within the organization, and it's not unique to all. So it's all organizations that provide supports to people for both disabilities, as seniors, and anybody for that matter that needs support. So yeah, we're hitting it at all angles to help address that. And then if that wasn't complicated enough, people in Oregon probably aware that there was a healthcare mandate, a vaccine mandate that occurred. But we're in the midst of that takes place on October 18th. So that added to the complexity and challenges as well.
Be great if this pandemic thing just kind of went away pretty soon, right?
Yeah, boy, I sure wish that was the case.
I'm looking at your website right now, and everybody on the homepage has a bright red shirt on that says, "Heart work is my work." That's really great.
Yeah, that's part of our current campaign to help recruit to people to do this work. As I've shared with you, it is an amazing group of talented people. People have asked me for over the years, what is it that it is that takes what is special about people that do this work? And I would say that it doesn't require a particular special skill or training, or that's something that the organization provides. But the heart piece of it is something that somebody would have to come with. I mean, you have heart to do this kind of work or you don't. And that's something that that it very clearly becomes evident as somebody becomes employed or working with people, whether somebody has the heart to do this work or not.
If somebody listening right now wants to maybe start a career with ALSO, how do they do that?
Well, we have a brand new website that just came available called heartworkoregon.com. You certainly could go to our website, alsoweb.org, but heartworkoregon will take you right to our careers page. and allow somebody to apply for a position, and it lists all of the jobs that are available within the organization on that website.
And you have to have a heart.
Correct. You have to have a heart.
A heart to do the work. Everybody has a heart, I guess, if you're still walking around.
Yes, absolutely.
So also, Advocates for Life Skills and Opportunity, you are a nonprofit. So how do you do all this stuff being a nonprofit? How do you raise money and make it all work?
Well, the kind of work we do has an aspect of funding through the state, which is actually federally matched, but that doesn't pay for the entirety of the services and the aspects of all of the things that need to happen to support the people. We do have fundraisers as well as a number of different avenues that that we use to help kind of offset some of the work that that needs to be done within the organization.
And I see a big donate button on your website, so people can donate there too.
Yeah, donate at alsoweb.org. We have a unique opportunity right now where we're looking for volunteers. We're partnered with the Moda Center to do some work within their concession stands, as well as that an aspect of that comes with a donation of cans and bottles from the Moda Center. So we're always looking for volunteers to help sort some of those cans and bottles, as well as work and volunteer at the concession stands as an avenue to help support the organization and get some needed revenue for its supports.
Are you finding it difficult to find work for the people that you work with, for your clients?
No. So, I didn't touch on that, actually. I'm glad you mentioned that. So an aspect of our services and employment, and this is something that is deep in my heart and I care deeply about, not that any service is more important than the other, but having done this work for 32 years, Gary, I'm sure that you tell people pretty quickly that you do a podcast and a number of things that you do and maybe share about your family. And I'm very proud of being a CEO of an organization that supports people with disabilities. Many of the people that have been supported by also, as well as other organizations and people who experience disabilities, haven't had that same recognition as you and I do. And so it has been part of my passion to make sure that we provide that for people with disabilities and whatever that might be in whatever career path they decide that they have an identity of this is who I am because this is what I do, whether they work, at a number of businesses that might be recognizable or career paths. So going back to answer your actual question, because of the job market, it actually has been maybe a little less challenging than it has been in years past in terms of helping people find their dream job or career paths.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah, that is, I will say, one aspect of this whole process that has been great. However, finding the people to help support them in those jobs has continued to be a challenge.
How do you find job placement? Where? How do you do that?
So we have job career advisors that work in our different locations, that work, with businesses and associations and other entities that it generally comes through relations, but sometimes it's just, a person with a disability comes to us and said, this is what I want to do, or through career explorations, determine that this is what we want to do. And it could be just, like you or I would decide to go and apply for this job. Sometimes it's just that, or another other opportunities might exist where, we have a relationship with a business or, a certain particular job. But sometimes somebody gets to try out before they actually get, fully hired. So it's a bit of both. It's both through relationships as well as just kind of the old fashioned, look through Indeed or Craigslist or all those different avenues to find out who's hiring and what jobs are available.
Having a job and a job well done really gives you such a sense of pride. Do you find that with the people that you work with?
Absolutely. And maybe a bit of a unique situation that happens that maybe businesses or other people might not be aware of is it more often than not, the culture of a business or an organization might change because of a person with disabilities working there. And These aren't charity jobs. These are jobs that people are doing to fulfill an aspect of what the business or company needs, and sometimes the people that also supports that help that we support in supporting them within their job, they can be so efficient and so great at it that they actually change the culture of the company or business. I can countless stories of times where that's happened.
That's awesome. How cool is that? We're talking today with Brett Turner, CEO of Also, which is Advocates for Life Skills and Opportunity. Brett, I think now I want to ask you about the future. What's the future vision of what inclusive communities look like?
Well, great question, and it's something that, again, I'm deeply passionate about. As I started my career as a direct support professional many years ago, taking people to the store and to appointments and a number of different ways that we were engaging people into their communities, I've been witness to shaming and some really really unpleasant experiences and interactions with people. And I'm glad to say, 30 years later that we've come a long ways, but not long enough. We still have a long ways to go. People who experience intellectual and developmental disabilities, like everyone, should be participating and engaged members of our communities. And I'm like I said, I'm really excited about where we've come, but I'm also even more excited about where we're headed. And that that people are working and communicating and friends and connected with all of the same communities that you and I are connected with.
That's great. That's really encouraging. What are Also's current needs?
Well, our number one need is to find more employees, or as I shared earlier, advocates for the organization. There is no shortage of people that need supports throughout our communities in Oregon, all throughout Oregon, Portland, Central Oregon, everywhere within our entire state. But we have to say no more often than we say yes because of one thing, and we just simply don't have the number of employees to do the work, the support work. And so finding employees that want to do this work and be a part of the Also team is really our most significant challenge.
And you say you provide a lot of the training and skills needed to work with you, right?
Correct.
That's great. So you can just kind of get on if you've got the heart, like you say, you can learn all about it. Just getting on the staff of Also.
Yeah, and I, as I shared with you, I had a different trajectory. I had plans to do other things in my career, and I certainly wasn't on my radar of supporting people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, nor did I ever thought I might be a CEO of an organization that that did that work. But I have a belief that, and there's so many people that work and have worked through Also in many organizations like Also over the years that also had that same path that didn't realize it, and that so just to give it a try and apply and to try it out. You might be surprised at what it gives back to you.
Yeah. Brett, in the last little bit we have here, I want to ask you, how do you inspire others to keep going while keeping yourself inspired around what your organization is doing? How do you do that?
Well, in my 32 years, we have certainly been through a lot. This particular situation and this pandemic has obviously been nothing like anybody ever could have imagined. But just, being positive and staying strong and knowing we're going to get through it. And the people that we support are our inspiration each and every day, to be here and show up and I'm so excited about getting people more engaged in our communities, and just helping people to be a part of that.
And how about you give out the websites one more time so people can find you?
Yeah. So the organization's website is alsoweb.org to learn a little bit more about Also. And to apply for a position, you can go to heartworkoregon.com.
Great. Brett, thank you for this information today. It's been really fun to chat with you.
Great. I appreciate it. And it was great to chat with you as well, Gary.
We've been talking today with Brett Turner, CEO of Also. Thanks again. If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.